Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Jim Cassidy was online listening to that. Morning to you, Papa.
Morning, Andrew.
How's things, mate? You would have heard Bossy at the end, mate. He's coming back home.
Yeah, look, great news to hear him coming back home. He's certainly one of the great riders.
He certainly is. Jim, I just wanted to get a brief update because we all move on pretty quickly. The last time we spoke, you were basically just a few days after a bad car accident. How are you going through it, mate?
Yeah, look, things are starting to come good. Just take a little bit of time, Andrew, but backwards and forwards from the doctors at the moment. And, yeah, progress is coming along nicely.
It was a bad injury, or a bad car accident, I should say. So you got to be mindful that of head injuries and the like, Jim. Is that the thing that you're very much concerned about that will take time?
Yeah, look, I did have a bit of bleeding on the brain in two spots, and not that my brain's very big, so it can't have been too much bleeding. But it's just going to take a little while. Continuing to see doctors, and they're certainly happy with the progress, but they say it just takes a little bit of time, that's all.
And mate, TK mentioned it just prior to nine, you're back playing a little bit of golf?
Yeah, look, I've been trying to get out and just get back to normal, and just concentration's probably a little bit hard at the moment, but getting back out, trying to do as much as possible, and just getting back to normal, but Vic's been a very good nurse. She's looking after me well here in Piper. And, I'm normally giving her a headache, but I'm still getting a few headaches, so now I know what it's like.
You're just getting them through this. Hey, you probably used to be, as a jockey, you had falls and things, and you used to try and get back as quickly as possible. Is this something that has just been a bit more severe than what you initially thought it was going to be?
Yeah, certainly has, Andrew. Just frustrating a bit, because normally when we've had the race falls, jockeys, providing they haven't had too bad injuries, pretty much get straight back on. And it's just been frustrating that just the time of sort of just trying to sleep and things like that with continual headaches, it's just sort of been frustrating that you're not back to normal pretty quick, but as I say, it just takes time, and I've had a few people that have had a little bit of head injuries have spoken to me, and they just said, look, be patient, and you'll wake up one day and things will be back pretty much as you were.
I mean, mate, in the wash-up, it was a bad car accident, mate. A car hit you head-on, didn't it?
Yeah, look, it was it's shaking me up a bit, to be honest. I was driving home from golf, minding my own business, doing the right thing, and unfortunately this chap was going a bit quick, and he hit me head on, and it's certainly a wake-up call. You don't realise how precious life is until you have little setbacks, obviously, and look, mine's only minor compared to a lot of other people, but just the frustration of it and sort of restricts you doing a few things, and Even sort of being in a big crowd sometimes sort of gets a little bit aggravating, but I'm sure it'll come better sooner than later.
It'll come with time, mate. We all want things to happen. In this day and age, we all want things to happen 5 minutes ago. But
what I'm like.
yeah. No, look, it's just one of those things. I know you're going to the races on Saturday.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been out for the races, and I'll certainly look forward to getting down to the jock's room and seeing a few of the boys, and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, just being a part of it. And Vicky has been looking after you, mate, probably more than, you know, she normally looks after you, but she's been doing double at the moment by the sounds of it.
Yeah, look, she's been tremendous. She's better than sliced bread, my girl. She's been tremendous under difficult circumstances, as we do, but no, very lucky to have her, and Piper have been tremendous, so it's always nice to have them and good friends around you.
Hey, Jim, I just wanted to get you on briefly. There are a lot of people still thinking of you, mate, out of that car accident. You sound like you're a bit frustrated by it all, mate, but from our legion of listeners, when you get right, when you get 100% and you want to drive to French's Forest, I might even come to you, Pumpo. I might even come out to you. We can do a show from your place and we'll take talkback calls. That'll show you how many people are thinking of you right now, mate.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look, I'll be honest, I do miss the races and miss the people out there, so I'm really looking forward to Saturday. I'm bringing a few nice friends out, the good mate Steve Ligouti and a few other people, so I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing all those beautiful familiar faces.
Good on you, Pumper. All the best, mate, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Andrew.